Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
That's right, fresh batch, earlier than usual, as we're not here either Friday or Monday. And we start with the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast with Laura Woods and David Ginlar in the studio with Alan. And some geography confusion involving the former French international, Stéphane Guivarch.
Right, so he's quoted as saying he could have stayed in football. I was in Guingamp. Did I say that right?
China?
Say that again.
Guingamp.
West Guingamp.
There we go.
Perfect.
He was a sporting director there for 6 months.
That's China, yeah.
But he fell out with their president.
What?
Where's Guingamp? Where's that, China?
Guingamp is near, is in Brittany.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Not that near China.
No, just turn left, Brittany, and, yeah, that's it.
This is a caller to drive.
Steve is an Everton fan, wants to talk about this love for England players. What do you want to say, Steve?
You know, love thing, respect thing, it's a two-way thing. Get us aroused. You know, I'm going out to Tenerife with my boys, there's about 10 of us, we're going to watch a couple of games out there. But let them come across and arouse us. Let them say, you know, we're not going out there to make the numbers up, you know. Get us aroused.
Well, it's an interesting choice of words.
It's really.
Let's get Steve aroused. I'm sure Gareth will be
what
saying
I
that.
From the England football team.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be saying that before the first match. Now, Fisherman's Blues now. Hmm. And host Nigel Botherway proving, much like Andy always says of himself, that he's no Jeff Stelling.
Politics and angling never seem to separate, and especially when it comes to sea angling and post-Brexit. Although Brexit could be good for fishing with exclusion zones, etc. Sorry, Karen is just speaking in my ear.
Been a goal.
Seamless.
Goal at Sinsel Bank.
Exactly. Nigel did return to the same subject later.
I started to tell you about post-Brexit and this big petition, but rather me, we've got Dave Barham, top sea angler, sea journalist, on the phone. So without any further ado, I shall let Dave explain what is happening with this petition and how you can... Oh, sorry, Karen's telling me to go to a break first.
Go on, look at the Etihad.
What's a sea journalist as well? What, bloke just writes about the sea?
Just writes about the sea, that's it. Yeah, the surf, etc. Now, here's breakfast newsreader Jenny Barsby. Either stifling a sneeze or getting a bit emotional. We haven't quite worked out what yet, have we?
It's been quite cold to start today, but we'll see a band of showers moving in from the southwest. These could be heavy and... thundery in places.
Oh, no.
She doesn't like thunder.
No, I think it was emotion. And actually, she's not the first member of the Barsby family to be on TalkSport. Remember when her dad called Danson Quinney?
Oh, yeah.
William's in Tyneside. Hi, William, you're on TalkSport.
Hello.
Hello, William. Happy New Year to you.
Hiya.
What's your point, mate?
There's 2 points I'd like to make about Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
He played for Newcastle United, you know, quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise how good he was.
Oh, you're missing him. You're missing him, clearly, based on what you got now.
God, he scored so many goals.
Here we are.
It's like that, isn't it?
Mr. Barsby there, yeah. Phoning in. It was definitely emotional. Maybe he was trying to stifle a sneeze. So, is it me? It's Stuart Pearce, isn't it? He's back alongside Mark Saggers once again, reinventing the English language.
Is there a case that Lingard tonight could play himself ahead of Dele Alli in a position in Gareth Southgate's midfield?
I think everything's open for grabs' sakes, I really do.
Open for grabs. Yeah, I've heard that, but the famous Brian Moore commentary, so beloved of Arsenal fans. It's open for grabs now.
Oh, yes, who can
we all remember that, don't we?
Of course. Here's Ray Wilkins with Alan Brazil and Laura Woods on Breakfast discussing the security breach at the England Hotel, and Ray not really selling his gag.
He wasn't, was he?
They do have. I know at Chelsea when I was there many years ago.
What if this was in Russia, Ray? What if it was got in the room in Russia?
I couldn't agree more. Oh. They'd be in a hurry, wouldn't they? In a Russia.
Yep.
And but
he waited a second and got nothing.
I know that feeling.
He waited and he got
it's
kelnered.
Like he'd been working on this show.
He got kelnered, yeah.
He did.
So back to Fisherman's Blues. And Nigel, by the way, encountered some unsavoury behaviour at a fishing show.
I stopped off at the Sonia Bates stand, saw Adam Firth, Neil McKinnon, and Ian Day, and they had some amazing chocolate orange wafters.
Dirty devils. Better than the eggy ones, I suppose. So, yeah. That would be worse.
And Jenny Barsby's back, this time with showbiz news.
And Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg. Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you for
I
that.
I like him.
Yeah, you know, thank you for that and all of his many films, Raiders of the Ark.
Yeah.
This is Breakfast co-host Darren Campbell reminiscing about his running career.
From my experiences from relay, we were at our best when we felt as one, when we were all going in the same direction.
That's quite, you get disqualified otherwise,
yeah,
don't you?
Wrong way regal. Yeah, that,
I think you'd have problems, yeah.
Now, we've got a huge weekend of sport on TalkSport coming up.
We have.
We didn't realise just how huge it was until we heard Mark Zagas say this.
By the time we get to the bank holiday weekend, what a weekend we've got for you here on TalkSport and TalkSport 2. We've got all the goals as they go in on Friday. Saturday match day live, Everton against Manchester City at 5:30 on TalkSport. Manchester United Swansea on TalkSport 3.
TalkSport 3?
Yeah, we've had to start a new
station.
We've
got so much sport, we haven't even got a station for it yet. We've had to start a new one just for all the sport we've got. One final one from Nigel Botherway here, struggling with the word guru.
Somebody else I enjoyed having a good chat with yesterday at the big one at Farnborough was Guru's Guru.
Guru's Guru.
Guru's Guru.
I love Guru's Guru. I used to watch all his fishing shows.
And finally, a feature of David Ginola's appearances alongside Alan Brazil on Breakfast have been the rather odd questions that the big man has asked him, such as...
David, you have washed in France, no?
David,
do you celebrate Christmas in France? David, in France, do you watch, you know, professional boxing? Or
yes.
Not?
Yes, and there we are. Just some of the questions. Do you have bees in France, etc.? Yeah. And so it was no great surprise, really, when this week you asked him this.
David, did you have baths at Paris Saint-Germain?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they went home all in dirt and got off at home.
There we are. So there was your clips of the week. And we should thank everybody who sent in clips this week. Roger in Durham, Ricky Talent, Ian McDonald, Cammy Dad, Simon Stephen, James Dobin, Fergus, and somebody who's not even trying, Bugs Bunny.
That's fair enough.
If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next, 8 days, because we'll be back doing them next Friday again, please send them in to us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text them to 81089 or tweet them to TSHNJ. That's TSHANDJ. You need to give us a day and a time when you heard it. We'll listen back. If it makes the cut, you will get a credit like those guys there. You'll be able to download the the Clips of the Week podcast at 5 o'clock this afternoon, along with the TSHNJ podcast, the best bits of this afternoon show. And listen back at your leisure.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.